This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday as he wrapped up a two-day high-stakes visit to Beijing. The meeting at the Great Hall of the People had been expected and was seen as a key to the success of the trip, but neither side confirmed it would happen until a State Department official announced it just an hour beforehand. North Korea described its botched military satellite launch last month as the gravest failure at the ruling party's latest key meeting, according to state media KCNA reporting. Gabe Singer has more.
The rocket plunged into the sea on May 31st due to engine failure, Pyongyang said at the time, in an unusually candid admission by the isolated state of a technical problem. State media said those in charge of the launch were, quote, heavily criticized at the weekend's meeting, and that they were ordered to further analyze the failure and prepare for another launch in the near future. The North also renewed its vow to build its nuclear capability and strengthen ties with other countries that oppose what it called the, quote, U.S. strategy for world supremacy.
Officials in Ukraine said the death toll from flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier this month has risen to at least 16. And Russian officials said 29 people have died in various territories.
Ukraine accuses Russia of blowing up the Soviet-era dam under Russian control since early days of its invasion in 2022. A team of international legal experts assisting Ukraine's prosecutors in their investigation said in preliminary findings on Friday it was highly likely the collapse in Ukraine's Kherson region was caused by explosives planted by Russians. The Kremlin accuses Kyiv of sabotaging the hydroelectric dam, which held a reservoir the size of the U.S. Great Salt Lake, to cut off a key source of water for Crimea and distract attention from a, quote, faltering counteroffensive.
This is VOA News. Israeli helicopter gunships struck targets Monday in the occupied West Bank as a gun battle raged in the city, jamming between Israeli troops and militants, killing three Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy. The violence marked a rare use of Israeli air power in the territory. During the clashes, Palestinian militants detonated a roadside bomb next to an Israeli military vehicle. At least 29 Palestinians were wounded, six seriously, and Israeli media said a number of Israeli soldiers were hurt. The escalation was the latest in more than a year of near-daily violence that has racked the West Bank. Meanwhile, Israel is set to approve thousands of building permits in the West Bank despite U.S. pressure to halt the settlement expansion, and Washington sees it as an obstacle to peace with Palestinians.
Israel's nationalist religious government on Sunday laid out plans to approve thousands of building permits in the occupied West Bank. Most countries deem the settlements built on land captured by Israel in the 1967 Middle East War as illegal. Their presence is one of the fundamental issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The U.S. State Department said it was deeply troubled by the move and called on Israel to return to dialogue aimed at de-escalation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents is still reverberating on Capitol Hill.
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to see the prosecution of Donald Trump as political, like his former Vice President Mike Pence on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's hard for me to believe the politics didn't play some role.
Some Republican lawmakers are threatening to take away funding from the Attorney General's office and the FBI as retribution for charging Trump. Republican presidential candidate, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, says he doubts the trial will be wrapped up by the election next fall, so voters will have to make their own decision.
I'm evaluating the seriousness of these charges, and I view them serious and disqualifying, actually, for Commander-in-Chief.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Americans across the country are observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday with festivals, parades, cookouts, and other gatherings. A long holiday weekend seen by many as a reason for a party, others are urging quiet reflection about the end of slavery and the treatment of black Americans throughout U.S. history. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.